Of Mark chapter 10. And when he had gone out into the way, one came running, and kneeling to him, he asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why dost thou call me good? None is good except one, God. Thou knowest the commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not defraud, honor thy father and mother." But he, answering, said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have guarded from my youth." And Jesus, looking upon him, loved him, and said to him, "One thing thou lackest. Go, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me, taking up the cross." But he, being sad at that saying, went away sorrowing, for he had many possessions. We read also from the word of the Lord's second coming, True Christian Religion, number 388. "I was talking with some of those who are meant in Revelation by the dragon. The crowd increased along the way, and then I heard what they were saying to one another. They said that they saw a flock of sheep with lambs in a meadow, that this was a sign that one of the Jerusalemite cities, where charity is the chief thing, was not far away. And they said, 'Let us go and capture that city, and cast out its inhabitants, and plunder their goods.' They approached the city, but there was a wall around it with angel guards on the wall. Then they said, 'Let us take it by a trick. Let us send someone skillful in wily speaking who can make black white and white black and give to everything whatever color he chooses.' He was instructed what to say to the citizens, that they were companions in religion and that they wished to be admitted. He went to the gate and knocked, and when it was opened, he said that he wished to speak with the wisest man of the city. He entered and was conducted to a certain person, whom he addressed as follows, 'My brethren are outside the city and beg to be admitted. They are companions with you in religion. With you, we make faith and charity, the two essentials of religion. The only difference is that you say that charity is primary, and from it comes faith, while we say that faith is primary, and from it comes charity. What does it matter which is called primary, so long as we believe in both?' The wise citizen replied, 'Let us not discuss this subject by ourselves, but in the presence of a larger audience who can act as umpires and judges. Otherwise, we shall not reach a decision.' So more people were soon summoned, and they were addressed by the dragon's ambassador in similar words to those he had used before. Then the wise citizen made his reply, 'You have said that it is much the same whether charity or faith is regarded as the leading matter in the church, so long as there is agreement that either of them constitutes the church and its religion. Yet the difference is like that between what is above and what is beneath. Or rather, if you will believe me, it is the difference between the minds of those in this world who live on the upper level and the minds of those on the lower level. For the leading point constitutes the head and the chest, and what is derived from it, the feet and the soles of the feet. But first of all, let us agree on the definition of charity and faith. Charity is the affection of doing good to the neighbor for the sake of God, salvation, and everlasting life. And faith is thinking from a trust in God, salvation, and everlasting life." But the ambassador said, "I agree that this is the definition of faith, and I also agree that charity is that affection for the sake of God, because it is for the sake of his commandment, but not for the sake of salvation and eternal life." After this partial agreement and partial disagreement, the wise citizen said, "Is not affection or love the leading point and thought derived from it?" The dragon's ambassador said, "This I deny." But he was answered, "You cannot deny it. Surely anyone thinks as the result of some love. Take away the love, and can he think at all? It is much the same with charity and faith, because charity is the product of love, and faith is the product of thought. Therefore, if you put faith, which is in the second place, in the first place, you cannot fail to appear in heaven as upside down, with your feet uppermost and your head down, or like a clown who walks upside down on the palms of his hands. When you look like this in heaven, what then will your good deeds look like, which are charity in action? They can only be the sort of things the clown does with his feet, since he cannot do them with his hands. That is why your charity is natural rather than spiritual, since it is upside down." Afterwards, the wise citizen showed at some length what is the nature of faith when it is taken as the leading point, namely that it is merely natural, a conviction devoid of any spiritual life, and in consequence, no faith at all. On hearing this, the dragon's man went off in anger and reported to his companions outside the city. When they heard it had been said that charity is the affection of the love of doing good to the neighbor for the sake of salvation and everlasting life, they all shouted, "This is a lie!" And the dragon himself cried, "Ah, what a crime! Surely all charitable deeds, if they are done for the sake of salvation, are merit-seeking." Then they said to one another, "Let us summon still more of our people and lay siege to this city, and let us drive out these charities." But when they attempted this, a sudden flash of fire from heaven consumed them. But the fire from heaven was a manifestation of their anger and hatred directed against the people in the city, since they had cast down faith from first to second place, or rather to the lowest place beneath charity, since they claimed that it was no faith. The reason they appeared to be consumed by the fire was that hell opened up beneath their feet and they were swallowed up. Similar events to this occurred in many places on the day of the last judgment. This too is the meaning of the following passage in Revelation. "The dragon will come forth to lead astray the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, to assemble them for war. And they went up on the surface of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. But fire came down from God out of heaven and consumed them." Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.